Oh, audio boo, you are a cruel, cruel thing. I largely use audio boo through my phone, which is why I put some of you may remember my earlier relation at getting an unlimited data allowance, because that means I can audio boo every day if I want to. Even on those times, like the time before last when I had nothing to say coherently, but it's still. So one of the joys of audio boo is actually listening to other people's boos, which is why whenever I go on the computer website for audio boo, I look for people to follow. I don't always manage it, but I do like to follow people, and I like to listen to what comes up in my followers or following list, which is why it's a great source of consternation to look on audio boo of an evening, select one to play, and it get maybe a minute, maybe less, into an audio boo before it just cuts out at the same point on each boo. So somewhere there is a technical glitch which is stopping me from actually listening to what some of you people are actually putting on audio boo. This is a pain, a massive pain. So there. And yeah. The internet generally seems to be, cruel. I'm going to say cruel because it is and it isn't, because I have made lovely friends through the medium of things like Audio Boo and through Twitter and things like that. There are a lot of people that I care an awful lot for, and I have time for what they say, and they cheer me up when I'm down, and you know, I try and do the same for them, and I've made good friends. But there are times when the shortening of distance in this kind of communication suddenly makes you feel further away than ever before. And this week, two people that I consider friends and who have been overcoming some really tough psychological hurdles, they've been at very low points and have been making impressive recoveries and learning to sort of crawl out of themselves, if you like. And in the space of a week, both of these people, whilst on an updraft, have both lost people very, very close to them. They both lost their mothers. And you hear about this, you know, and you read it in a tweet, or you see it on Facebook or something like that, and suddenly you feel the furthest away you ever could, and the only the only methods of comfort that you have at your disposal are some words, you know, a sentence and a couple of X's at the end of it, and it just never feels like enough. And all you want to be able to do is knock on their door and give them a big hug, make them a cup of tea, and just sit with them and be there for them. And it's just a very strange, it's a sad thing when suddenly you're so far away from somebody that you just want to look after and comfort, you know. And to those people, if they're listening to this now, everything will become perhaps easier, and I'm there for you. Good night.